keynote speaker is Diana F. from San Diego.
Okay, Diana Alcoholic. So I was suggested to start with my home group is the Joy of Living Women's Meeting Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. in La Mesa. I have a sponsor who has a sponsor who has a sponsor and so on and so forth. And my sobriety date is 3/19/11. So I have a little over a year of sobriety, and I've worked all 12 steps. And so basically, I feel like my story was like everybody else. You know, I did things I wasn't supposed to do when I wasn't supposed to do them, and it didn't work out. Like, that's what happened. Like, I feel like I was born with the disease of alcoholism. From, like, a little kid, like, my parents are normal people, and so, you know, I just acted out in weird ways, and I played sports, and, you know, I always felt like I wasn't good enough, and I couldn't be friends with this person was better for me, and then I had to lie to this person so I could be better than them, and, like, that was just my life. And so when I discovered alcohol and other substances, it just made everything so much better, and that was it. Like, I drove better, I talked better, I went to school better, like, everything was better. And that's all a bunch of, like, phooey because I didn't go to school. Like, I dropped out of high school. Like, I did not drive better. There are many dented vehicles that could attest to that. You know, like, I should drive with glasses on and didn't do that a lot. So, you know, there was just a lot of things that it didn't make better that I really thought, like, if I don't do these things, like, I don't know how to function as a human being, and I don't know how to live life without alcohol or something to take me, like, out of myself. Like, I really had no idea. And I was convinced that if you just, like, tried it the way that I did it, you would love it too. And then we would all just, like, get along, and it would just be this perfect, like, world of harmony and peace because we were all just, you know, going to be loaded all the time. And that didn't really work out. It brought me to a lot of low places. I was able to get, like, some time together on my own just by moving a lot and, you know, just trying to, like, dry, like, white-knuckle it and being totally mentally insane and doing all kinds of still really crazy and illegal shenanigans and being like, I don't understand why I can't act better if I'm not drinking. And so I was like, well, then this is just not worth it. Like, if my life is going to suck anyways, I might as well be drunk while I do it. And I was blessed enough to go to a detox program and then go through a 28-day program, and then I lived in a recovery home for 9 months, and that really is what gave me my foundation of sobriety. For me, my life was unmanageable for a really long time. I was really proud to be, like, an alcoholic at, like, 15 because I could outdrink most people for, like, being my size, and I thought it was awesome. Like, it was the greatest thing that I probably discovered in high school, I thought, and you know, that made my life unmanageable. That made me powerless over alcohol and other substances really, really quick. You know, I was willing to believe in a power greater than myself because I prayed all the time when stuff went bad. So, like, I believed that there was something out there that was going to get me out of whatever, like, terrible situation I was in. Like, I believed that to my core. And so I prayed, like, all the time, like, God, you know, if I just get home tonight, I won't do this again. If I just, you know, don't get pulled over, like, if I don't, you know, go to jail tonight, like, things will be good. Like, I'll stop acting the way that I act and, like, you know, I'll straighten up. And so the third step for me was a really simple process. 4 and 5 was just, like, you know, writing down the people who I was mad at. That was easy. Telling someone else that was not so easy. There were parts in my 4-step that the first time I did it, I was really like, I don't know if I want to tell you. And it was really like, I told my sponsor something and she would tell me something back. And we just kind of like went back and forth and I was like, oh shit, this is not that bad. You know, I haven't done anything that I haven't found someone else who's done the same exact thing. Just the names are different. The time is different. You know, like the age is different. That's it. But it's all the same story in my experience. You know, step 5 was the beginning of my spiritual experience. Sharing all of that stuff just brought, like, this whole weight was lifted off of me. And I was like, whew, this is good. Like, this is good. I had, like, 90 days of sobriety when I did my 4th, 5th step. And really, I did it mainly because I just wanted to phase up in my damn recovery home, and like I wanted to start like moving on. Like I kind of wanted to get out of there. And so, you know, it was for different motives, but it worked. It kept me sober. 6 and 7 are my favorite, and we actually talked about this in my meeting this morning, and I was so tired and trying to listen so hard so I could, like, share some of these women's wisdom with you, but I can't remember much of what they said. But, like, it's just, it's an everyday thing. Like, my character defects and the willingness to give them to God does not always exist for me. Like, there's a lot of them that I could justify using on a daily basis. And when I do, it doesn't usually work out as I think it should or as I would want it to, because it's not God's will for me. Like, when I just stay in God's will, my character defects usually don't come up, and it's when I go back into self-will and take things back under my power and, like, be in control that all these other things come up, and I'm like, damn, I'm going to have to call my sponsor. 7 is, for me, yeah, just the willingness to pray and ask God, like, on a regular basis, you know, God, let me just be kind to these people today. Let me just be able to, like, have patience at my job, you know. Let me just be able to hear what is said in a meeting of Alcoholics Anonymous. And, like, those are just skills that I didn't have when I got here. 8 and 9, you know, the willingness to make the list of people to make amends to. It says, like, this is my favorite part, is the willingness. Like, there are some people on there who I don't know about making, like, amends to. Like, I'm okay with writing the letter, but, like, beyond that, yeah. And so far, you know, I've just had to write some of those and say them out loud to my sponsor and God, and, like, that's been the end of that, because there are some that will cause more harm than good if I make face-to-face. 10 is, you know, my daily inventory, which I don't really do, but I'm usually able to know, like, I get that gut feeling today, like, when I've done something wrong, or when, you know, I probably shouldn't have said that out loud. Like, in my head, maybe it wouldn't have been so bad, but out loud, like, I probably hurt that person's feelings, and now I gotta go apologize. And so, like, that's really what step 10 is for me. 11 is just, like, working on meditation and my relationship with my higher power that I choose to call God. You know, I know people in the program who, you know, church really works for them, or, you know, a certain religious thing, or, like, they do yoga, or, like, all these different things. Like, there are so many things you can do to strengthen and work on your 11th step, and so I like that one because it's kind of the easiest. And then 12 is really just being of service, in my opinion. I do a lot of H&I work. I do commitment or, like, service work by when I'm asked to speak. Like, I just show up and speak. I have had a couple sponsees. Whether or not they're still sober today, I don't know. But that's just been my experience. I give my number out, you know, when people call me, I pick up my phone. My phone is on 24/7, and sometimes that really drives me crazy. But, you know, I get so much more out of those 12-step calls than I think those people get out of me talking to them. And so that's just, you know, I did the steps. I stuck around for the miracle to happen. I'm in my 9th step again and really, like, resting on my laurels on it, because I really don't want to start making some of these amends. And, like, that's just what it is for me today. Like, my life is so much better than it was. I'm not institutionally insane, like, 90% of the time. Like, most of the time I have this inner peace where I can go, you know what, like, that's not a good idea, and I don't actually have to do it. Like, just because I think something today, like, I don't have to automatically run into action on it. Unless it's a positive, like, thing that would be beneficial to me and others around me, which was something I never considered before. Like, what do you have? How can I use you? You know, all those things. That was all that mattered. And today, it's like, how can I be of service to another human being, whether or not they're an Alcoholics Anonymous? So, do I have to talk for the next 2 minutes?
No.
Okay, great. Thank you for letting me speak.